You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. I am your host, Emily Blue, here with co-host Deanne Lax. Thank you for joining us. Whether it's the beginning or end of your day personally, we want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy as we inspire and uplift your lives. It's Black History Month. It's Love Month and American Heart Month, all in the month of February. And we are going to continue this year being intentional in every facet of our lives. Here's Brandon Campor and One Way with Lift Every Voice and Sing, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue. Right here on We Talk Radio.
Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring. Ring with the harmonies of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high as the listening skies. Let it resound loud as the rolling sea.
Song full of the faith that the dark past has taught us.
Sing a song
full of the hope that the present has brought us.
Dr. Ivan, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Thank you.
Legendary Clark Sisters with Keep Moving, and you're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. We are so excited to have you tuned in. We Talk Radio is celebrating over 1,500 episodes. Keep tuning in to each of our shows. Intentionally You was the theme for the month of January, and Deanne and I want to continue to help you to become healthily deliberate in every area of your lives. So, throughout this year, we will interweave the theme with intentionality all year long. We had an awesome time on January 29th. During our first God Goals Summit, we received some incredible nuggets, and we are going to highlight our guest speaker from that God Goals Summit. We hope and pray that you are just as blessed as we were. Here's Young, Gifted, and Black by Aretha Franklin, and I Gotta Believe by Yolanda Adams, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Tell I am. There's more. Its ups and downs. Turn your pretty face into an ugly frown. Seems that when I fix one thing, another one comes, clouding up my vision. But I can feel the sun. I believe that I can do this. I know that I can win, just as long as I have His love within. I believe that I can make it. I can make it through the night. I believe that I can walk on with my head held high. I believe that I am special in every way. But in order to have my victory, I have to visualize that everything will fall in line. I have to visualize the land while riding through the storm. I have to trust in my Father and open up my heart. I know that I can do this. I know that I can win.
This is Dr. Kristen Guillory, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, as we share highlights from the God Goals Summit right here on We Talk Radio. Our guest speaker during the summit was none other than Venezuela Williams.
Our speaker tonight is Mrs. Venezuela Williams. As I mentioned before, she is actually my cousin, so I'm very biased when it comes to her in terms of how I feel about her. But one of the things that I talked about on Dream Lounge that I know that she is, at least I know we haven't seen each other in years, but one of the things that I would say is she's very nurturing. And she, in last year, she just reminded me of just how nurturing she is into your spirit. to your soul. And so she allows God to use her in a very mature spiritual way. And she is a mentor, a coach, a life coach, an author, a best-selling author. And she's also an HR expert, we're going to say. She's worked for a large company, Fortune 500 company, I guess. Would they be in Fortune 500? For many years now in HR. And so she's, if you need some HR expertise, she is the one to go to. But I tell you, she's a very phenomenal speaker, very phenomenal woman, wife, mother, daughter, cousin, all that. She's all that. So let's give it up for Venezuela Williams.
Well, thank you so much, Ian, again, for the warm introduction. You know, I'm always excited about getting in front of other women and telling not only my story, but how they can actually do some of the things that I've done to kind of be where I'm at today. It's always a pleasure to be able to be amongst you and Emily, because I know all the great things that you all are doing in the community as well. And so I can't wait, as we were talking about earlier, I can't wait till we can all get together in person and be able to touch and feel the atmosphere surrounding the women that we will get together. But before I get started, definitely I want to start off with a prayer as well. So if everybody can bow their heads and close their eyes, that would be great. God, we come to you as humble as we know how. First, I just want to say thank you. Thank you because the Spirit of the living God is upon us. The favor of God's hand rests in all of us and everything that we do. May everything that our hands touch prosper. Every place that our feet shall tread, that your holy ground is there to keep us moving along. Everything that we do shall be in alignment with your will for our life. As you said, all things will work together for the good according to your will and purpose. I, and I'm sure the other women on this call, operate and walk boldly in your faith, in their faith, knowing that my gifts will make room for me and their gifts will make room for them. Whatever you have called us to do, it will come to pass. We will write the vision and we will make it plain. We will walk in your promises. And I trust and believe that every aspect of what you say will be done. We are protected and covered by you. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against us shall be defeated. And I am filled with power, the anointing, the gift. You say that all of my gifts will make room for me. My name and my voice will be heard in rooms that I have not even entered. And we thank you for being a part of that. We thank you for lifting all the things that we will do in your name, because every desire of our heart will come to pass because you have our back. Amen. And we say thank you. Amen.
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 So definitely I brought a couple of things about how I kind of walk boldly in his promises. And I want to kind of share those things with you today. You know, I pondered over the words when I saw the name of the summit, be intentional, be intentional. And what I will share with you tonight is that the words or the scripture kept coming to me, Psalms 46 and 10. It says, be still and know that I am God. And that when anything that happens, he's going to be there for us. And then I even thought about Proverbs 3 and 5 and 6. It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, because that's what we should be doing. And so that's what being intentional is all about, being still about what he is speaking to us. And when he speaks, that's when we have to do the work. And so let's take some inventory, if you will, of what we already know or what we already have. One, we talked about writing the vision, right? You must be still and write the vision that God has already given you, because you have it all. The resources, the skills, your ability, your character, you're filled with so many things, and you can fill in the blank with the rest, right? You have all these things. because he has already given them to you. So there's nothing that you have to want. You already have it. Two, focus on the vision. You must be intentional every day about what your goals are and how they're aligned to your purpose. Because again, we were all put here on this earth for a reason. And we got to be able to use that for the purpose. So focus on that vision. And how do you focus on that vision? I have two props for you. First, I found this this trash can, right? You see it? This is for some of the trash. So anything that you don't wrote down that you haven't done and you don't think that it's according to his purpose, throw it in the trash because it's not even worth it, right? And then I have this other one. It's a recycling bin. So sometimes you have to recycle some of those things because God puts things on your life for a story to help someone else. You know, I'm helping women right now tell their stories in these anthologies that I do. And those things are recyclable things because it's going to help someone else. So sometimes you got to tell your story in order to help someone else. And it's going to help you too. So anything that needs to be in the trash, you put it in the trash. Anything that needs to be recycled, of course, you recycle. Three, you stay connected to the vision. And when you think about the word connected, it's an adjective, right? And adjectives are words that describe nouns and pronouns. What are those nouns and pronouns? That's you. So you're connected to the vision that God has for you, and you've got to stay connected to that. So you must be connected. You must use your gifts. You must continue to perfect your craft. We all have it, whether it's speaking, whether it's, you know, teaching children, whether it's taking care of your family right now, whatever that is, you're connected to it. Ephesians 3:20 says, my God said he will do exceedingly abundantly above all that I ask or imagine. So that's why you got to stay connected. You got to stay connected to him because he will direct your path. Number four, you have to be intentional about your vision and your goals. You have to guard your intentions at all costs because those intentions sometimes will make others feel as though you're trying to take control and you're not. You're trying to take control of your life. You're trying to make sure that you're pushing out to that purpose that God has on your life. And so you've got to be staying connected and being intentional to that vision and that goal. I will tell you, there's three steps in that. And number four, one, step one, you got to reflect. And so reflecting on where you are and where you want to be and what you've learned, and you got to listen to it. You know, people say all the time, God is always talking, but we're too busy talking that we're not truly listening to what he has for us. And sometimes we just got to stop and we got to listen. And whether that's, you know, you're doing your self-care or you're taking away and you're doing it by yourself, or you're having your family or your kids around, but you got to be intentional. I heard Deanne talk about her journal. I have so many journals that I write in. Sometimes I forget where I wrote something else, right? But you got to have that journal to write it down. One of the things that I do, I have a basket that has a pen and a tablet and a journal, rather. And anytime I'm thinking about something in the middle of the night, because it comes to me, I have to make sure that I write that down. And so I would challenge you all that if you don't have a piece of paper and a pen or a notebook or a journal beside you, beside your bed, make sure you do that because there are things that God will always put on you, whether you're asleep or not. He's going to wake you up and he's going to give you that vision and he's going to make it very, very plain for you. And so reflect. That's step one. Step two, reimagine. Think about your goals and what you're connected to and what matters the most. And so we talk about vision boards, we talk about goals, we talk about the vision, whatever that looks like. You can use a journal if you like, but you got to stay connected to it. You got to reimagine what that is and make sure that you put the most that you want out of it, right? You can't put all these goals down and think that at the end of the year, because we're already in almost in February, right? And some of those goals that you might have wrote down, they may not even have happened yet. And so now you got to, of course, like I said, recycle, right? Because you got to take it into the next month. And then step three, you got to reset. So after reflecting and reimagining what could be, identify what those commitments were so that they can put you back on track to your intentional path. Right? So step one of four is reflect, reimagine, and reset. You know, we all think about how afraid we are sometimes to make goals because we don't think that we're gonna hit the bullseye. Sometimes you gotta do it afraid. You gotta do it afraid. And I hope you heard me, you gotta do it afraid, right? Because growth happens when you stop allowing others to dictate your level of growth. So you've gotta be intentional about what it is that you want. What it is that you want. So growth happens when you stop allowing others to dictate your level of growth. I saw your finger. I know you wanted that again, right? I saw that. All right. So growth happens when you stop allowing others to dictate your level of growth. So you got to do it afraid. You got to do it making sure that you're developing who you are authentically, and then show up every day as the best version of who you are, because you can't be anybody else. God made you who you are, and you've got to show up on what that looks like.
You're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio.
You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. We want to thank Venezuela Williams again for blessing us so richly during the God Goals Summit. Here's Unstoppable by Corinne Hawthorne and You Love Me by Anita Wilson right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
K-Classic.
Told you that you couldn't do it cause you're washed up. Ain't like them bad girls that you should get your sauce up. But I got this plan and you might not understand. I'ma go hard as I can and I'm gonna be the boss of it. And just watch me do this, put no limits, only swag on it. Walk right up to the front where I belong and brag on it. Go to the top, I'ma give it all I got. Might take a lot, but we ain't gonna ever stop. I don't believe I'm something special. You can't take that from me. So you can say what you want. I go harder, stronger, be who I'm supposed to be. Cause I'm unstoppable. I get all the way in it. That's the way I was made, and I'm up on my business. I'm unstoppable. Ain't no hoping and wishing. Say a prayer, catch a wave, then I go out and get it. Cause I can be what I want. Try it if I want. Empowered by the king, and he won't let me fall. About it, I go get it, that's how I do it. Not in the stars, I'm not lucky, I just pray through it. Fall on my face and I might make mistakes, but I don't let it break me, cause I'm still on my way. I don't believe I'm something special. Can't take that from me. So you can say what you want, I go harder, stronger, be who I'm supposed to be.
Oh,
I'm Emily Bloom, host of Brand New Day with Emily Bloom.
And I am Deanne Lax, co-host of Brand New Day with Emily Bloom.
We invite you to listen each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time as we inspire and uplift your lives with incredible inspirational music and exceptional conversations with a variety of thought leaders, artists, and experts.
You will also experience empowerment through our engaging segments. So, join us each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where you will
have a fresh start,
gain a renewed heart,
and learn to live smart right here
on Brand New Day
with Emily Bloom.
Brand new, yeah, out of all the people. Hi, this is Tara Robinson, the founder of the Black Heart Association, and you're listening to It's a Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
They'll call it a mystery, but we're gonna call it
victory.
We'll be writing history, it's gonna be
victory.
There'll be signs on top of signs, just so you know that
history,
it's saying victory.
Is with me.
Oh, let them laugh about it. Don't worry what the doubters saying. Yes, it's an uphill battle, but guess who else is playing? The next time y'all in action, and the ghost is in the room. Watch it work through the masses. You know that we've been you.
Don't let it be.
And I turn them into lessons, and what seemed to be less, I turn them into blessings. See, I'm not trying to lose you, but the spirit is relentless. And when you let go, let it heal you, then you too will be a winner.
Let go, let it be.
No matter how deep,
no matter how deep,
I swear, just believe.
My name is Carrington Marzette. I'm the founder of Groupie Pajamas, and I am listening to The Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
It belongs to me. Salvation belongs to me. And I have everything to make salvation complete. 'Cause I know the work is already done by the power of his blood. I know it's mine. It belongs to me. It belongs to me. Healing belongs to me. And I have everything that makes my healing complete. It doesn't matter how I feel. When his stripes say I am healed, I know it's mine. It belongs to me. Hey.
And it belongs to me. All blessing belongs to me. That I might live abundantly. My heart's desires are fulfilled.
to me.
Kim Burrell featuring Pharrell Williams with I See a Victory. And It Belongs to Me by Juan and Lisa Winans featuring Bishop Marvin L. Winans. And you're tuned in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Well, we have reached the end of our show. But I want to challenge all listeners to go and create a vision board. If you would like to have a copy of the vision board planning sheet that I created for the God Goal Summit, send an email to brandnewdayemily@gmail.com. Remember to tune in to the E-Man After Show at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time tonight and all of our other shows throughout the week on the We Talk Radio Network. Also, We Talk Radio has a brand new website. See all the latest updates by logging on to www.wetalkradio.com and follow We Talk Radio on all social media platforms at We Talk Radio. We would love to hear from you. Please email us your questions and comments at eblue@wetalkradio.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Brand New Day Emily and Rearing Royalty. And keep the conversation going. Tell us how you are becoming, are being intentionally you. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you. We bless you. We thank you for this day. Thank you for this new month. Thank you for a new time to be able to give you praise and to give you glory and to give you honor. God, we ask you, Lord God, as we move through this second month of the year, that God, you would continue to cover us, that you would continue to give us creativity and witty inventions. We thank you for covering us in your blood. We thank you, Lord God, for your divine provision. We thank you for your divine instruction. And we thank you, Lord God, for your direction, oh God. God, as we move in and out amongst the marketplace, we ask you, oh God, to sharpen and keenen our discernment, oh God. We want to be living epistles right of men in the name of Jesus. And God will give you the praise and glory and honor as we move throughout this week, oh God, and every day of our lives. God, let us be iron that sharpens iron, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We would like to leave you with a motivational and inspirational quote from the late Congresswoman Shirley Chisholm. Service is the rent we pay for the privilege of living on this earth. Thank you again for tuning in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. Here's Jonathan Nelson and Purpose with Manifest.
Thank you. compensate.